grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, and also with you. Well, welcome to our Wednesday communion. You may notice something different. I'm in my dining room today. At the moment, the Cross household, my household, are having to isolate. There's nothing wrong with anyone in the house at the moment. It's just that we tripped over one of the regulations that mean we now need to isolate for a couple of days. And we expect to be back out in the community as it were again in the next couple of days. Which means today we do communion midweek from my dining room. So it's good to be with you to do that today. Just before we continue, a couple of pieces of news for you. You may well get your news sheet by email. If you don't, just get in touch with the office with the email address on the screen there, or the phone number, and we'll add you to the distribution list. In here you'll find all sorts of information, including the fact that we are going to live stream an Ash Wednesday service in 2 weeks time on the 17th of February. So if you've got your Ash Cross, your Palm Cross from last year, hold on to that, because we'll be needing that for the Ashes. And but if not, we will come up with an alternative way for you. So that's Ash Wednesday we have coming up in a couple of weeks' time. And also, starting the following Wednesday, as part of our Lent groups, I am running a Lent group during the day, probably about 11 a.m. in the morning, and again at night time, at about 7:30 p.m. I would think. If you want to be part of either of those Lent groups, where we are exploring discipleship, then do get in touch again with either by email or phone as per the screen right now. You may find that if you're in a home group already that you are doing the same Lent course. Just check in with your home group before you do that. And of course, if you're not part of a home group, maybe you should be. Get in touch with me about that. So that's Ash Wednesday, that's Lent groups. And also to say, if you know any families, young people, or indeed yourself, you can come and join us for Messy Church Live. We're going to try Messy Church on Zoom. Up to now, we've been using videos for Messy Church, but on the 14th of February at 4 p.m, we're going to try Messy Church on Zoom. And finally, just before we continue our worship, you may, if you are on the electoral roll, you may have had one of these leaflets, or you may be getting one of these leaflets through your door. It says, "Flushed with Opportunity." And it's about how we can start our refurbishment of St. Nicholas's, which is one of our church buildings, and make it ready for our mission as we move forward. And the first thing we're going to do in phase one is to revamp the toilet area, which hence, I guess, the title, "Flushed with Opportunity." Do read that and see how you can partner with us as we seek to make that fit for purpose moving forward. Those details are also on the website, or you can pick up one of these from St. Thomas's if you want to partner with us in that. It'd be great for you to do that. But of course, the real reason that we're here today is to worship our God. As you can download the service sheet from the website, or you can follow on the screen as well. So let's take a moment to be quiet before we continue. As we come to worship our God, and as we come to remember him in communion. So even in our homes, we can remember God in communion. Let's take a moment to be quiet before we begin. And we say together, Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Amen. Lord, have mercy. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let's pause as we reflect on our lives and bring before a God who's keen to forgive us the areas of our lives of which we are not proud. A moment of silence for us to do that in. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all as we confess together. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. And so, Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I love the fact that during these times when we can't sing, normally in church buildings, we can still say together our Gloria as our worship. And during Lent, we don't normally say the Gloria, so let's make the most of worshipping our God together in the Gloria now. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you. We give you thanks. We praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. And now we come to that moment in our service where we say our collect together, the prayer of the week. And before we do that, I'd like to leave a moment for us to be quiet and say our own prayer of thanks. So a moment of silence for you, and then I'll pray the collect. God, our Creator, who in the beginning commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, we pray that the light of the glorious gospel of Christ may dispel the darkness of ignorance and unbelief, shine into the hearts of all your people, and reveal the knowledge of your glory in the face of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Now we come to our readings, and it looks like I'm going to have to read both this week because Emily's not with me this week. She's at home. And our readings are from Romans and from Matthew. We're We're going through the Gospel of Matthew at the moment, and so we're reading from Romans and Matthew today. Romans is in, obviously, in the New Testament. And I'm going to be reading from Romans 8, 18 to 30. Romans just comes after Acts in the New Testament. So reading from Romans 8, 18 to 30. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And the dead is living in you. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves, so you may live in fear. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit of himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. The creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subject to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Not only so, but are we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But what if we hope for what we do not yet have? We wait for it patiently. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many as brothers and sisters. That he predestined, he also those he called. He also justified those he justified. He also glorified. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, that was a long read, wasn't it? We'll get to that in a moment as well, no doubt. But let me read for you the gospel. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you. Again, I'm turning to the New Testament, obviously, for the Gospels. And Matthew is very easy to find because it's the first book of the New Testament. We turn into chapter 10. And I'm going to read from verses 26 to 42. So do not be afraid of them, for For there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed or hidden, that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are numbered, so don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And if anyone gives me a cup of cold water to the one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward in heaven. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Well, there is so much in those two readings, as there so often is when we come together to celebrate the Eucharist and to read God's word. And Fleur, one of our members of our congregation, did a fantastic sermon on particularly on these two readings on Sunday, and that's up on our website for you, where she brings out seven areas of those readings that you might want to consider. But what she suggests is that you just consider one, and I'd encourage you to go to the website and listen to that short talk from Fleur, just under 10 minutes I think it is, and actually pick one of the seven areas that she raises. She talks about fear and other things as well. It's just a great reflection on those readings. So now, as we continue our worship together, we come to the area which we call the Creed, as we declare our faith together. So let's say these words together. I believe in the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Well, do please excuse me, my slight typo on the creed there. I don't know what you did, but I said something twice there, so I'll make sure I correct that before we do this again next time. And now we're going to come to our time of prayer. And sorry you haven't got Emily praying for us this week. So you're back to me. But we can pray wherever we are, of course. And let's bring the world to God. Let's bring our country and Bedhampton and the areas of our lives that we're concerned about right now, knowing that he's keen to hear us as we pray to him. Let's take a moment to pray. The response to Lord, in your mercy, is hear our prayer. Father, we lift our world to you right now, and we think of the headlines of the news and of wars and coups. And we lift to you the particular areas of the world that you have laid on our own hearts, knowing that you are keen for all people to know you, knowing that you are keen for your kingdom to come to all countries. Would you turn the minds of those who would propagate war? Would you turn the minds and the hearts of those who would persist in evil? Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we do also lift our own country to you. We lift the leadership of our country, both those in government, in opposition, those in business, those in leadership in the church. Guide them, we pray. Give them wisdom beyond their human understanding, particularly at this time with the world, the pandemic. We pray for those working on the front lines, for those working in our NHS, for those providing services to our community, for the police, for those in our armed forces. We pray for your protection upon them. We pray for their knowledge of you to be fulfilled. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we lift the areas in which we live to you, Lord. We lift Bedhampton in particular to you, praying that as we reach out to your people here, that you would guide us. We pray for those in need in Bedhampton. We bring to mind those that we know who need your help. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we lift to you today, Father, those who have sought your healing prayer. We lift Anne, Adeline, Amelia and Charlie, Chris and Cliff, David, Gisela and Joe and John, Naomi, Kathy, Ken and Thelma, Laura, Maggie and Margaret, Brian, Myra, Marilyn, Bernard, Pam, Sarah, Sean, Wendy, Alex, Joe and Matthew. And we lift you those who have lost loved ones, particularly the families of David and John. We ask for your peace upon all those who need your healing power. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we lift you ourselves, Father, knowing that you say that you give good gifts to those who turn to you. We pray for wisdom in our lives. We pray for healing on our bodies, our minds, and our spirit. And we lift you right now, the areas that are on our hearts, the areas that you already know about, asking for your guidance, inspiration, and healing. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Come to that point in our service together where we share the peace. And normally, of course, in a normal world, we would, in the church building, we would get up and we'd go around, we might shake hands or hug people that we worship with. Of course, that's not possible right now. And many people are missing the physical touch, of course. But we can bring to mind those that we would worship with, we can bring to mind those that we long to be with, perhaps, as we share the peace together. We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit, we were all baptized in one body. Let us then pursue all that makes a peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you. Well, let's take a moment now as well. We can sing in our own homes, of course, and so we're going to share a hymn together now as we worship our God in some words. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Father, we give you thanks and praise for your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, through whom you have created all things, who was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh as your Son. Born of the Blessed Virgin, he lived on earth and went about among us. He opened wide his arms for us on the cross. He put an end to death by dying for us and revealed the resurrection by rising to new life. So he fulfilled your will and won for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. And so, Father, call into mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world. Rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption, as we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. We bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. And so, as our Saviour taught us, we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. And so, friends, draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Receive this spiritual communion in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Most merciful Lord, your love compels us to come in. Our hands were unclean, our hearts were unprepared. We were not fit to eat the crumbs from under your table. But you, Lord, are the God of our salvation and share your bread with sinners. So cleanse and feed us with the precious body and blood of your Son, that he may live in us and we in him, and that we, with the whole company of Christ, may sit and eat in your kingdom. Amen. I receive the body of Christ for all of us. I receive the blood of Christ for all of us. And a moment of reflection for you as we again listen to another hymn and reflect on how much God truly loves you.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well,
it is well
with my soul. It is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trial should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and hath shed his own blood for my soul. It is well,
it is well
with my soul,
with my soul.
It is well,
it is well
with my soul. Glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. It is well,
it is well
with my soul,
with my soul.
It is well,
it is well
with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sight, the cloud be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul, it is well,
it is well
with my soul. It is well,
it is well
with my soul. It is well,
it is well
with my soul,
with my soul.
It is well,
it is well.
Fantastic hymn to reflect on the spiritual communion that we've received this morning, and to know that actually God loves us and all is well with our soul despite what goes on outside. And so we come to that moment in our service where we actually do say thank you for receiving this communion together. And we say together, Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We, whom the Spirit lights, give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so that we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And so may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and to serve the Lord.